It's already recording.
Okay.
It is nice. I was like. It's fantastic. So, yeah, I, you know, I used to.
It's like it is 7 o'clock. I'll call to order the Seymour Common Council meeting for Monday, April the 24th, 2023. If everyone would please rise for the invocation led by Brad Akey of Zion Lutheran.
If you'll please pray with me. Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those who have been set in positions of authority among us, especially the Seymour City Council and all its members, that guided by your Spirit, they may be high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, and unwavering in duty, that under them we may be governed quietly and peaceably. You have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Support us in defending our liberties, and give those to whom we have entrusted the authority of government, the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please, Mr. Bowe.
Mr. Story. Mr. Cunningham.
Here.
Mr. Wheeler.
Here.
Mr. Hackney.
Here.
Mr. Hubbard.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Early.
Here.
Appear to be absent, Mr. Story.
Thank you, Mr. Bowes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related thereto.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous session.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Reports from committees, boards, and commissions, Mr. Bowes.
Reports, Mr. Cunningham.
No, sir.
Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, I have a little thing. The subcommittee of Mr. Hubbard and Mr. Story, we were looking at the recording, what we wanted to do with that.
Yep,
very good. What we decided in our discussion was that it would be best if we have January look into it more, since she's the one who's going to be running it, that it makes more sense that she's the one who has more control on that. One thing that we did require is that it picks up from our microphones, so that way it records the microphones and our online. At the same time, I would like to see an upgrade to the system in general, because we always had trouble with hearing in the back and things like that. So if we can bundle that all in one thing, I would like to see that get done. So that's all I have.
Okay. Do you have anything to report, Mr. Hackney? Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to introduce the compliance with the statement of benefits.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yep.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Industrial Development Committee, compliance statement of benefits for Premier Ag and Silgan Plastics. Turn it back to you, Mr. Davidson.
Turn it over to Mr. Jim Plum.
Thank you. Jim Plunk, Jackson County Industrial Development Corporation. Only two compliance tonight. That's the good news. The other news is that 2 weeks from tonight, by count, we'll probably have about 13 or 14. So we'll try to get through this relatively quickly. Premier Ag, Dave Wascom is joining us. Of course, Premier Ag, several years ago, built the new office building. So they have one real estimated at $2 million. Actual cost was 2.8. They're now at 40 employees after projecting 18 new, but actually hiring 22. And the other is Silgan Plastics. Wes Wilbrand is joining us virtually. They have two personal property, 2018, projected $2.1 million investment in equipment and ended up just over $2 million. And in 2020, estimated $4.8 million and invested $4.6 million. Company currently employs 175 after hitting 202 pre-COVID in 2020. And again, Wes and Dave are joining if anyone has any questions.
Any questions from the council members? Any questions from the audience members? Mr. Hinkle.
Assuming they want to pick it up with the mic.
They hear from the mic, or what do they hear?
They'll hear you. Just talk loud, they'll hear.
Okay. My only question was, as kind of a lot of our housing continues to grow out towards the south part of town, towards Silgan, kind of what maybe the environmental compliance checks over the past several years have looked like, and if that everything is kind of, if there have been any issues on that front for, you know, I guess past five or so that you can maybe come to mind, or if there's just anything that would lead us to be hesitant to continue to push housing in that area. I think with more and more people living out that way, we want to make sure that that's a non-issue, I guess. It's kind of my only question.
I don't know, Wes?
Wes is on there, I think.
You're muted.
Hey, good evening, all. This is Wes Wilbrand. Wes Wilbrand, Silgan Plastics. I'm the region controller for the facility. No environmental compliance issues that I'm aware of. It's not really my field of expertise. With me being more tied to the financial and budget areas of our business. But, you know, we try to always be a good steward of any community that we're operating in. We have filtration systems on all of our air handling equipment that we clean regularly. So, you know, we are always very mindful of what we're putting out into the world. You know, we try to always be an active member from an employment standpoint. So housing moving into the area is great news for us. We've always struggled with acquiring the right number of people for all the positions that we have in our large book of business. So anything that would bring growth to the area is very exciting for us.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the audience? All right, seeing no questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve the compliance with statement of benefits.
Second.
Mr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler.
Yes.
Mr. Hackney.
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yeah.
Mr. Early.
Yes.
Compliance statement of benefits for Premier Ag Co-op and Silgan Plastics Corporation have been approved. 601, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sir.
I have nothing further.
Any reports, Mr. Early?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Bowes. We will open at the sound of the gavel the public hearing for the additional appropriations of Ordinance Number 12, Council Bill Number 20 for the City of Seymour, Indiana. Ordinance 12, Council Bill 20 is the ordinance related to probationary police and fire officers. Public hearing is open. Would anyone like to speak in favor of the appropriations for 1220? Okay, would anybody like to speak against the appropriations for 1220?
Just because it's Greg, I'd like to know.
Anybody like to speak neutral, since that was a new thing from last time? Les, good?
I would just say, great idea.
Okay.
happy about the fire and the lease.
That's almost a little bit on the favorable side there. Hearing none, I guess I will close the public hearing for additional appropriations for ordinance number 12, council bill number 20 for the city of Seymour, Indiana. Old business, Mr. Bowes.
Old business, Mr. Cunningham. Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes, I will make a motion to read ordinance number 10, council bill number 17 by title only.
I'll second.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yep.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance number 10, council bill number 17 for 2023, and ordinance for additional appropriations for the sidewalk fund. Finance committee, Mr. Hackney.
Yes, and this basically is to move $15,000 from the general fund into the sidewalk fund. And we discussed this at our last meeting as well, and this is the second reading for this. So any questions from council? Questions from the audience?
Broken record, but it's been 2 weeks, so thought maybe I'd shoot another shot, right? Have there been any other avenues explored that are planned on for promoting the sidewalk fund opportunity to get it out to kind of a broader audience than just those who will receive the Tribune and or access it via social media and the social media sites of City Hall and those who share it?
It was discussed on Breakfast Club with Kurt Nichols last week. Probably be discussed tomorrow on 96.3 with Becky.
So the radio?
Okay. Yep.
Any other additional?
No, I think between Facebook for the younger crowd, Tribune for people who still receive a paper. And having the website, other than spending funds for promotion, that would take away from the sidewalk. I think we could end up, you know, trying to promote ourselves and not getting a return out of the promotion on it.
Gotcha. Are any of those promotional avenues, Tribune, Facebook, are any of those being translated into Spanish?
So Facebook, if you have your phone set to Spanish,
okay,
when you read Facebook, it is automatically Spanish.
Okay.
So the there is the flyer, January, where are you at? We gave it to Brandon.
I'll put it up on Spanish tomorrow. The text is the same that's on the flyer, so that would be translated, but I will go ahead and put a flyer up too. So.
I was going to say, I know we gave it to Brandon to translate,
yeah,
but I don't know if it's done yet or not.
I don't think I have it back, so
okay.
I'll get it tomorrow.
So.
Gotcha. Yeah, just curious. Thank you.
Any other questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve ordinance number 10, council bill number 17 on the second reading.
Second.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 10, council bill number 17 has passed second reading, 601. Additional old business, Mr. Hackney?
Yes, sir. I will make a motion to read ordinance number 11, council bill number 19 by title only.
Second.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance number 11, council bill number 19 for 2023, an ordinance amending the salaries of appointed officials and employees of the city of Seymour, Indiana for year 2023, which amends ordinance number 1, council bill number 1 for 2023. Finance committee, Mr. Hackney.
Yes. And this basically is just, well, Greg, you probably can do this better than what I can, but it's for the two new positions, one for the fire department, one for the police department.
So as we talked last time, when we have officers and firefighters retire, they have bank vacation time, bank sick time, stuff like that. So this will allow us to hire somebody ahead of time so they are trained. So when that person goes on leave, they can fill that slot right away.
And it's the same thing on the fire department side?
Same thing, yeah. I mean, it's, they go through the same thing we do. You know, over the years, guys build up, because we're public safety, we can't always take off, so our vacation can build up from year to year, and then it's in a bank, and then you're allowed to take it at the end of the term. So then each of the departments are short while that person's using their bank time, so.
This also adds the school resource officer that the school system has requested in funding.
Okay. Any questions from council? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to pass ordinance number 11, council bill number 19 on second reading.
Second.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 11, council bill number 19 has passed second reading, 601. Additional old business, Mr. Hackney.
Yeah, one more. We'll make a motion to use ordinance number 12, council bill number 20, by title only.
Is that you, Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance number 12, council bill number 20 for 2023, and ordinance for additional appropriations, police and probationary fire, and fire probationary officer, finance committee, Mr. Hackney.
Okay, we approved the positions, so now we need to get the money over to pay for them. So this is to transfer or to appropriate $30,000 for the police department and $30,000 for the fire department. Any questions from council? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to pass ordinance number 11, council bill number 19 on second reading.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yep.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 12, council bill number 20 has passed second reading, 601. Any more old business, Mr. Hackney?
No more. Thank you.
Mr. Hubbard?
No, sir.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early?
No.
Back to you, Mayor.
No new business, miscellaneous business. Miscellaneous business from the council.
I'll jump in.
Sure.
First of all, thank you, January, for this, getting on the ball.
A lot of that was also Chris, so.
Thank you, Chris.
She called it part of the site.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Getting ahead of the game. Second thing, congratulations, Stacy. For getting your degree. Have you been here? Yeah.
My certificate, yeah.
Yeah, your certification there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Miscellaneous from the audience. Okay, I'll run through my short list and we'll get out here early tonight. Seymour Fire Department, just wanted to point out just today, as in like 6 hours ago, we got our ISO rating for 2023. The previous ISO rating was 70.98, which made us a class 3 in their system. The new rating is a 76.47. So we are 3.5 roughly from being a class 2. Only about 5% of the cities that are reviewed ever reach class 2 or above. So credits to Chief Lucas and all of his guys, as well as the telecom guys over at the fire department and Indiana American Water, because it takes all three of them to accomplish what they've succeeded at there. So I know we're already working on setting up a meeting, though, to see how we can plan out the next few years' worth of improvements to see if we can't get to that class 2, even though it's a kind of a lofty goal. It's been mentioned a couple times, but January, Chris, thank you guys on the RFP. That will go out later this week. We'll get those back, I believe it says, by the end of May. Board of Works will open those June 8th, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Depending on what those RFPs come back as, we may have to come ask you for appropriations. We may be able to do it through other channels. We just have to see what the numbers come back as. So just giving you an early heads up on that. And with that, that is everything I've got. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Everybody good?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. See you all next time. RP, you need signatures. Did you hit stop?
Hello, how are you?